From the point of view, now let's apply the three to to the case of Abu. So he says, from the point of view of the first Eretz thesis, the first Eretz thesis that the reason is why Gabisaki, so we are there, and Gabi we cannot, because Gabisaki, it necessarily happens in one stroke. Machine Gabi creates gradual classes. So here too, for getting cheap creates gradual classes. So I mean, we cannot pass it like that. Then, from the point of view of the second Eretz, because there is a special circumstance to which it is reasonably attributable, namely the handling of the atomes. So here we don't have any special circumstance in which to which it's attributable. Then the third Eretz, because we have Tusreikes, so he says, Inochanami. So here too, we have Tusreikes. But the third Eretz of the Israelis is only explanatory of Afrizdashim, who is stable. The Nesakim became the Pogu in the Machrekes of the Les Behemi. Even the sacking was not handled to paratomis. Mashenkin, we don't pass like half his day. And in the case where the sacking did not handle atomis, we pass like a bullet. We only pass like half his day in the case where the sacking handled atomis. So apparently we don't pass like the third Eretz in cases. Tesis mentioned the third Eretz in order to explain Rafiz the Shite itself, but we don't pass like Rafiz the, because if we pass it like Rafiz the, in other words, that we are tailored, that the Saki became involved at the very end of the Shite of all the Behemoths. So then we should pass even if he didn't tend Latzomis. But if he didn't tend Latzomis, then we say that if he speaks a Pogum, so it's all set. So in other words, we don't rely on the two Svekis. Why? Because on the basis of Svek-Sveke, we get the line. Because if Svek-Sveke has to be Misapir, so here is a Misapir. And if my point of shame, the Svek-Sveke does not have to be Misapir. But the two Svekis have to be Svek-Shkulim. And here the two Svekis are not Shkulim. Because that's all it. Maybe that even the Saki became Pogum at the very outset, as a result of the contact of the sacking with the of his Ashkita, the first behemoth, but still it is possible that all the behemoths were Nisha. Probably, but by avoiding contact with this dead spot that has the behemoth. So that's not the Sophic Ashok, it's not a 50-50 chance. It's more likely that if the sacking has a behemoth, the dead behemoth comes in contact with someone. And then the Shkita is not good. So in other words, so Tesis mentioned the third portion only as an explanation of Rafiz's own Shkita, that even without telling Atomis, so it's Mita. Mashenkin, we passed him that if he didn't tell Atomis, so then it's also all the behemoths are Asurais. So in other words, we don't rely on this word. So in other words, so according to us, so the distinction between Mikve and Zakin are the first two Nishenes and Tesis. So he says, from the point of view of the first two Nishenes and Tesis, so here it's not analogous to Zakin. According, from the point of view of the first Moshen Tesis, so Zakin, so it's Mutera, why are we Tele? Because it happened in a single stroke. So Mele, we can Tele, that it happened after the Shkita of all the Behemoths. Mashenkin here, the Shikha did not happen in one moment. It was certainly a gradual process. So it cannot be Tele that he forgot only this morning as he woke up. So he forgot. So it's not like that. And then the second Eretz, the reason is why we put a day on Kamisaki, because there is a special circumstance to which it is it is more reasonably attributable to a previous circumstance. But here it's much higher, there is no special circumstance. So we say that the good, the Taz is certainly right, that from the point of view, now the Taz is right, the Taz is making three assumptions. One assumption is that the third tenet is only applicable to Rafizis, or is only explanatory of Rafizis ownership. But it's not explanatory of our Psak. He's certainly right, the Taz is right. The Taz is also right in the first premise, that from the point of view of the first tenet, it takes place. So here we couldn't say that the Shrit is not shares. But the second premise of Taz, that from the point of view of the second Moshe basis, from the point of view of the second Moshe basis, that the reason is why the Saki is Mutia is because there is a special circumstance to a circumstance in the last moment to which it is attributable. It is more readily attributable than the circumstances in the previous moment. What is the special circumstance to which it is more readily attributable? The Dahemitonatomis. So here there is no special moment in the very end to which it is more attributable. So here we can very reasonably argue that here too. So the less day, so is more readily attributable to Shikha than the previous days. Because the further you are from the state of knowledge, so the more likely you are to forget. Now let's say, if I knew you Cheshkita yesterday, so I'm not likely to forget today. I'm not likely to forget today, even if I don't realize it. But tomorrow, I'm more likely to forget tonight, likely to forget today. And the day after tomorrow, I'm more likely. So the further the Sheikh is from the state of knowledge, the more likely he is to forget. The more likely he is to forget. So really, what is, which moment, which day is more likely that on which day is the Sheikh most likely to forget? The last day. The last day. So Mele, we can very well accept the Dagdish. Now, the Gro agrees with the Taz. Now, the Gro usually will be unhappy, does not like to spend so much time in discussing. But here, it's quite a lengthy Gro. Now look in Nosyu, the Yipot. Ba'agud ha'loma ma'ashikosha shom yu tzakim yisrei. Ochana me'odom yisrei, vei me'lo yisrei. Ve'amfir yishka tehut ho, rashbo, simen. Ve'reish lesbo, kosa b'chai gavne. Yiam odrei b'tzuin kim shmiven yedei jen yosha. Ve'yuchay mi yam odam yukosta m'she. Elei imam naskosi yam m'she hukhlat tzvosa m'saka. Shebot kum yisrei yishakim. Hakim yitzupom yukhay b'mika shmimda. Ba'kloch yivlet yukom. So the Dakimish reconciles the Psakot Rashbo and the Psakot Abud, because the Rashbo has reference to a case where the Shechit at no time was established to have the knowledge of Shechit HaShkiteh, and the Agude has reference to the case where the Shechit at one time was as a train to have knowledge of Hashem. So then he says, "Va'afilo chibu v'achil la'afilin." She was a town. The chay b'tzor chiyu. Hotiv itzeh sakim u'rafchiz dem alam kamo keravone. In other words, he says what the Taz says. V'arashbo shikosa. V'arashbo shikosa. But the Rashbo says, the Rashbo mentions, b'shleime, if he knew at one time. All right. But in view of the fact that the Sheikh at no time was ascertained to have the knowledge of Shmita, so how can we say that all the behemoths were Sheikh at Shemitah? So it's mashma that the Rashbo only is matvot mafreya because of the special fact in this case of the Ashmo. In other words, that at no time was he ascertained to know Hashem. So the course says like the Taz, because the Rashba says that Alibe Rafchit himself, but Alibe Hilcha said, so it doesn't have to be so. The Rashba says that in that particular case, so if Rafchit himself, who is staying ahead there, even if he didn't, even if the Satin didn't have lots of this. So the Mele, according to him, in the Shechet, was ascertained to have the knowledge of Hashem. Then it would be Mutar, but in this particular case, even according to Rafchit himself, Mashiach according to us, so he says the same thing that it does. Mamma the same thing. So after the meal, said Kosa, after Rafchit, Moshe Kosa, after you hochi, after you hochi. Okay, so in other words, so he agrees with the task. He's Chilkat Pesach of Rabbo. He's Chilkat Pesach of Rabbo. And mainly he says, how about Akudeh? So if Akudeh says, all right, Akudeh says like that. But, the Rajma is Chilkat Pesach. The Rajma is Chilkat Pesach. All right. Now, then the Taz at the end, the Taz at the end, that we went over because of the occasion. Now, he says, the eighth line from the end of Yom in the Taz. The eighth line, b'mashikos ha-baro v'chai p'yel k'mishenes, b'mvamei ch'hisno b'olabai simil v'nasez, im v'dei amrim meit v'nisou t'chilo, y'amrim meit. Kim d'hashtiro da, b'mkom v'namrio. Vaz nimus ha-hashtiro. So there we have the shayim. It's a very interesting rhetoric. Between the Malabayas and the Malamit. The Malabayas engaged the Malamit for his children. But when he engaged the Malamit that he should teach his children Torah. But, and they'll pay him a certain price, Schalimit. But he stipulated that he'll only pay him if he'll pass the Pchina that will be given to him. But if he doesn't pass, if he doesn't get the 100, that's the so then he won't pay, even if he teaches all the Torah to his children. Well, anyway, the Balabais failed to give him a prim, to give the Malama the prim. Then, much later, he gave him a prim. Much later, after the Malama taught the children of the Balabais. And he passed, he got the 100 out of the prim. Now the question is, the Torah to the Balabais. And the Muhammad was, now, when did this Muhammad become such a boy? So the Rabbi said, how do I know that at the time you started to teach my children, you knew so much? Maybe I think that you became such a boy as a result of teaching my children. And the Muhammad said, no, I knew everything that I know now on the day I started to teach your children. So what was there? So the Mordecai says, the Muhammad Shiz, the Rabbi Yisimur, I said, in the day of Yom Kippur, so much more. The Ambilum, but later on, so he was tested and he knew everything. The Ambilum, the Mordecai says, Kim the Hash to Yoda, mi kor anam Yoda, mi asli di bosa rashis. Mach anam in the Bibli Yidam, Kim the Shach Shoshlo Yoda, mi kor anam Yoda. It's a parallel that the Taz, equates this with the chaos of the Mordechai. Then the Mordechai implies the concept of Hatzoket Hashem. So that in itself is not a Shidom of Hashem, that we say Hatzoket Hashem. We know, I mean, that there is such a concept as Hatzoket Mikor. In other words, if a certain Nishi has a Chazkas of New York, so we presume that the status quo of New York continues until we find out that this status quo of New York terminated as a result of this woman becoming Kodesh, getting married. Or if a woman has a status quo of Ishishish, so we presume that the status quo of Ishishish continues until it is established that this status quo of Mary terminated because she got a divorce. She got a divorce. study with us. Alright, so that's Hazoket Mikot. Is there such a concept as Hazoket Hashem? So as a matter of fact, the Chef Schmeitzer, there's a whole, Chef Schmeitzer discusses it at great length. I think I mentioned it more than once. So, but it seems that there is a Machlokes Hashem on that problem, whether there is such a concept of Hazoket Hashem or not. Whether there is such a concept. Now, it seems that there is a Machlokes Hashem in the Gemara, in the Tushim, Machlokes Hashem, as to whether there is a Hazoket Hashem or not. Whether there is Hazoket Hashem or not. Now, Dafa in text, in the Gemara in Yerushim, there is a Machlokes between Dafa in text of Dawah, there is a Machlokes now. There is Simon in Davos and there is Simon in Bagos. Simon in Davos means the science. And then there is Simon in Bagos. Simon in Bagos, it means certain manifestations of puberty. So usually the Simonic Bagrus do not occur within the 6 months subsequent to God. In other words, when a girl, let's say, is just 12 years old, so it's unusual that the Simonic Bagrus should appear. The Simonic Bagrus should appear. So even now the Bagrus are Shishikoshiba. It's unusual that you should acquire the Simone Bagrus immediately after she attains the age of 12. Before she is 12 years and 6 months old. Now, in Avos, so the father can be Mikadosh, the daughter. But in Bekeres, the father cannot be Mikadosh for the daughter. So in Morai, the Fayyutes, in Dushim, there is a Machlokes between Rabbi and Shimon. Itma, Kicho Vio Gedev, the Kicho Atzmobi, and the Gemara applies it to the last day of the 6 months, when it's very likely that the Simone Bagrus already appeared. The Simone Bagrus appeared. So, suppose on the last day of the 6 months, when it's not unusual for the Simone Bagrus to appear, so the father was becoming pushing for her in the morning. And she wasn't inspected whether she has the Simone Bagrus or not. So Kicho Atzmobi, then in the late afternoon, she herself was becoming pushing from another man. So if the pushing in the morning was effective, so her pushing is more important. That she was becoming. If she was not effective, not. So that was your focus. So, and what does it depend? It depends upon this question of fact. In the morning, when the father was becoming pushing from a certain man for her, so did she already have the Simone Bagrus? Or she did not? Even in the morning, she already had the Simone Bagrus, so that means she was not precious of Bio. So the Kabbalah's question by the father didn't mean anything. So now that she was becoming pushing the lady at the moon, so maybe she's precious to the second man. If she did not have Simone Bagrus in the morning, so when the father was becoming pushing, it was valid. So she came in and she sheesh. Then in the afternoon, when she was becoming pushing from another man, so that didn't mean anything. So what we do? So And we don't have to be chayshish for the intuition of the second one from which she was recovered. She doesn't need it yet from the second one. She is a beggar's lepareinu, so she can live with the first man. And she does not need a get from the second man from whom she has recovered. because we go because Hazok and Ash, since now she's a beggar. Now it's already after. Now it's already night. So we inspect her, we update her, and we see that she has all these money packs. The question is, these money packs, when did these money packs appear? Now? Just a moment before we examine her? Or in the morning she already has money packs. So Rav says, I will pay us the money. In other words, so the Rashbam from Rashi, and from Rashbam it's also Rashi. But from Rashi here in Dushi, it's Mashma that the business why Rav says I pay the money because we go with Chazok and Rashi. We go with Chazok and Rashi. And which aspect we pass like Rav. So the Mele, so it's Aloche. And then we can say that people according to Shmuel, so the business why Shmuel says Chishu and Shmuel because Shmuel holds. Also, Shmuel also can agree. I mean, the Shmuel discusses all these points. So Shmuel could also agree with the concept of Hazok and Ashke. But in this case, there is a conflict between Hazok and Nikore and Hazok and Ashke because this girl has a status quo being denied. Now she has a money bakers. So there's a conflict between Hazok and Nikore and Hazok and Ashke. So one does not prevail upon the other. That's why it's Chishim Shishne. Whereas Rav holds no. Not only do we go past Chazok and Ashke, but even in case of the conflict between Chazok and Ashke and Chazok and Nikore, so the Chazok and Ashke is prevails. All right. That's how it's Mashmarash. This is in Yishmarai. That's on the base. Mentions the name of the Rav. That the reason is why Rav says. The Rav says that we go, so the V can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining the V is that no one agrees with the concept of Hazok Rash, and there is no such concept as there is a concept of Hazok and Nikore, but there is no concept of Hazok. But why does he say Rav and Pascha like Rav have a bigger of Aninu? Because most of the time, on the last day of the 6 months, when she becomes 12 years and 6 months old, so most of the time in the very morning of the last day of the 6 months, she already had this. So it's not because of Hazok and Ashke. It just that it's because of Rav. We could explain it that way. In other words, so we could explain the Rav that there is no such concept of Hazok and Ashke. And here, it's not Hazok and Ashke. But we could say, as a matter of fact, that's how it seems to be from the Rosh Hashanah. Because the Rav emphasizes, he'll give the same of Babeikia, we say Shisha Kadoshe, Veikat Chesmes Arosh. So in other words, the Rav wants to explain why does he say the Gilasim of the Fabekia. The Rav wants to explain why does Rav go so far as to say that the Hazok and the Ashke is more predominant to the values of Hazok and the Koi. Alright, so there is such a thing as Hazok and Ashke. But there is such a thing, certainly like Hazok and the Koi. So there should be a conflict between two Hazokes, so it should be something. And that's the smallness of Shmuel. Why does Shmuel say Chishim v'Shishneyem? So we could explain it. Because Shmuel holds there is such a thing as Chazok and Nikore, and there is such a thing as Chazok and Ashke. Neither one prevails over the other. So maybe we have a stira between two Chazokes. So it's a Sofik, Chishneyem. But Rav says, Harei Bigas of Rainu, we are not into Chishish for the Chesed Starus. So he says, there is no Chesed Starus. Why? Because the Jews hate Bobby Babekia. So it's also Mishtamis. So the Chazok and the Kor of Narus, on the last day of the 6 months, it's also Mishtamis. So there is no Chesed Starus. So we only have a Chazok and Ashke. But Chazok and Ashke there is. The Rito only explains وعند حسوك العشق في البيوت أو حسوك البيطار not that there be hope that there is no such thing as حسوك as حسوك anyway you can explain the meaning that way so rashi certainly is that there is such a concept as حسوك البيطار حسوك العشق whether the he holds that there is a concept of حسوك العشق or not so that's a shot anyway so the Mordechai says in the language he is about five single messages in the day of the moment when we see that you know he the hash he or that we cover that you but as we go to Rash so Hochenabe beneath the door he the shach he or that we cover that you or that but I think that one is not far from the other so when the Mordechai applies the concept of Chazot in the hash Ligami in Melamed, who now knows the question is, when Melamed was engaged a year ago, was he such a lum at that time too? Or he became a lum within that year as a result of teaching the white children? We talk about Yisrael Kulam as the title of the Baal of the Baal writings. So, he knew enough a year ago to get 100 and the Pchina by the Malpais. So today we understand the concept of Chazok et Hashde. Because if now one knows, so before also Mashim came, the converse doesn't follow. But the Taz deduces the converse. The converse does not logically follow. So in other words, just because the Mordechai says that if someone knows is alone now, knows Hilcheshrite or any other halachas now, so it means that a year ago he also knew. So the converse also follows. That if now he doesn't know, so a year ago he didn't know either. In respect to someone who 2 years ago knew. I mean, how is it? It's not logical at all. So, when the Mordechai's case, if now he knows, why shouldn't he have known a year ago? But if now one doesn't know, so it's very likely that in the course of 2 years he forgot. I mean, that Shikhe, I mean, that certainly also the Mishtaneh is, that's much more likely to be Mishtaneh, the transition from knowing to not knowing, is much easier than the transition from not knowing to knowing. You don't have to work hard in order to forget, but you have to work very hard in order to learn. So, in other words, so if we see that he knows now, So mainly we have to say that he put in all the work before, not only yes, last night. He sat up the whole night, so he did some cramming. So mainly he became alone. It's not mistaken like that. So what's the shayat? So he says, they Mochaname Bimitri Don, Jim Shasha Boyota, he called an Abel Yota. We call an Abel Yota, why that's still. Bailey Mashan Hohe, that Andrew Dino Shako Pon Pamahas Yoda, Kishinoto Kabole, Zene, those who mummied that portion, the material of Yoda, the only deal that he did met him. Is it comparable? I mean, of course, when he was born, so he didn't know. Because that moment of birth, he forgot everything. So Mele, and still we say that if he knows now, so he knew before. Well, it's more likely, I mean, it's reasonable. If the Muhammad knows now, so in all probability, he knew a year before. He knew a year before. All right. So he says, that's not Mistabia, what he says. But if you all have him, it was a Hashem. Very much, I know, because I come all the high-grade Muslims. Now, that as reference to a machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Moshe in Bogbasvada from Dibuk from Dawa. Now, so there is a machlokes. Now the halacha is that if a shchivna bequeaths, gives away all his nechassim to a certain person, so divrei shchivna kechzulim so now, without a shtar, without any, even baalpe. So it's a fact. But there is one thing. If a shchivna gives away his nechassim and he spells out at the time of his donation that he is giving it, he is bequeathing his nechassim because he is on the deathbed, because he is anticipating Achmon Letzlan that he is not going to survive, so then he does survive. So the halacha is the matonism. Because the woman is, since he bequeathed all his property on account of the fact that he anticipated the end, and then he recovered, so he did not intend that this transfer should be effective in case he was. But if he gave away all his nechassim, if the transfer was made while he was in healthy state, so then, I mean, not in healthy state, even if he was sick, but he was not in a state of shrimra, that's also called even if he was sick, but he was not in the state, he was not on the deathbed, he was not on the verge of death, so then, and he will, so even if he recovers, he cannot be healed. So if the matone was given while he was in the state of a shrimra, critically ill, on the deathbed, so then, and he recovers, so the matone is born. But if he was in Bori, not a shrimra, and he recovers, so the matone is not born already. Now the question is, suppose someone made the transfer while he was in bed. But we don't know how sick he was, whether he was on a deathbed or just sick. So, and now he recovers. Now the question is the matone kind or matone what? So the Mikami matone, he claims that it was given in the state of birth, so maybe it's a fact. And the Nezi Matone claims, no, it was given in the state of Shema. Now he is born. The question is, was he on the deathbed at the time the transfer was made or not? So there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Moshe. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Moshe. So, who made him the day and the Lord high? The hail in the sea below the Eloberai. Dinner of Yah. So the Nazim did not know he can be made him without high. The burden of proof, Rabbi Yaakov says, is upon the Doni, the Mikabamaton. In other words, the Mikabamaton claims that the Nazim was important, so maybe the transfer is effective. So the Doni has to produce proof. And until he produces proof, so the Doni can say you cannot take the penny now. That's what I mean, it's a little right. And Lawson says, he defends. In Bori, who overflowed the Irish in Shrimra. In Shrimra, who are in the Irish in Bori. It all depends. At the time of the litigation, what is it? Whether the time of litigation, the time of the control, so the law is critically ill. So, or is it wrong? So if at the time of the litigation he is important, so then we tell the Shrimra, you want that they shouldn't get your Hossi. All you have to do is to prove that at the time of the transfer, so you are Shrimra. So right now you are a Bori. So we presume, now you are involved. So at that time, you mourn out on the verge of death. You are sick, all right, you are sick. So everyone is sick many times during this life. But since right now we are not Ishribra, so it is presumed that at that time we are not Ishribra. However, if right now we are Ishribra, so then there's tells them the Domi to produce Bra. So in other words, so Rebnosi certainly goes after Rebnosi goes must to the Hashem. Now, so what does it mean? So we certainly see that there is such a concept as Hazor Kedash. There is such a concept of Kedash. And even though Rabbi Yaakov is Chilik HaRabnosi, so we can say the reason is why Rabbi Yaakov is Chilik HaRabnosi, because he holds that Hazor Kedash is not effective to be made Simon Kedash. Shmuel says in the Pascha like Shmuel that in Hilchim Monach HaRom, so that means we cannot rely on the Bureau of Rom to be made Simon Kedash. So that's the oldness of Rabbi Yaakov as to why he says not that he rejects the concept of Chazok HaDashti. He says Chazok HaDashti is very fine, but Chazok HaDashti is not more effective than all. And just as we cannot be made Simon and Yalamuzek on the basis of all, so we cannot be made Simon and Yalamuzek on the basis of Chazok HaDashti. But Rabbi Zuri, where all is certainly effective, so Chazok HaDashti, he's all set. Anyway, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yaakov. So according to Rabbi Nosson, so it all depends. If he's born now, so he can be born with him. So he presumed he was a boy at the original moment, the time of the transfer. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, no. So how do we pass like Rabbi Yaakov or like Rabbi Nosson? Most of the shame pass like Rabbi Yaakov, that we cannot, that Abitza Rabbi Yaakov. But the Mordechai, Zavad and Sheni, so they pass like a Muslim. They pass like a Muslim. Now, so he says, Vein Riva Shabbos, so he was a Mordechai, a Muslim. He said, he was a Rashi, not a Shrimcha. We are not kind of, Kirabono, the Mordechai, but the Rivi, the Rambam, they and the two, they pass like Rabbi Yaakov. That's Rabbah. Because the Gemara says that the Rabbah and the Mishnah of Basra agree with Rabbi Yaakov. So Mele, they were the Anan Kamo, the Rabbah, that's Rabbi Yaakov. It goes on in Muslim. So in other words, whether, so in other words, the Taz bases his Shita. What is the Taz of Tzad? That in the case of Sheikha to have Kabbalah, and now he was tested, so we have to be matri all the behemoths in Mahmeya. Why? On the basis of Chazok HaDashti. On the basis of Chazok HaDashti. So he says, we cannot, and he mentions Iraye from Muhammad. From Muhammad. So that means over there, the Mordechai paskens that the Muhammad can't recover his salary, his tuition. From the Balabais, because since the Melamed knows he's alone now, so we presume that he was alone the years old and started to teach the children of the Balabais. So we see that we rely on Chazok HaDashti, even to the extent of being made Tzimomi from the Balabais, Alachaskam Bechamo, that we should rely on Chazok HaDashti, to the extent of being matched with the Malfeya of the demons in the beginning. So he says, so he cannot say, no, the reason is why the Mordechai passes like that, because the Mordechai Shidose, he passes like a Muslim. But most of the Shani, the Reef, and the Rambam, the two, they pass like a Yaakov. So that means we don't rely on Chabad Rashi. So he says, no, the reason is why most of the Shemim pass like Rabbi Yaakov is not because Rabbi Yaakov holds that we don't rely on Chazok HaDashti. Rabbi Yaakov also agrees that in Nisa Beheta we rely on Chazok HaDashti. Rabbi Yaakov only is really come on the person in regard to Momay, because Rabbi Yaakov holds true Chazok HaDashti is sufficient in Nisa Beheta. But by moment injustice, we cannot be made to moment on the basis of love. We cannot be made to moment on the basis of the Hashem, but in some heter, in order to be part of the own behemoths of Hashem, we serve the Lord and have the Hashem. Say, in the Lepidic also, in the Sikhlam, in the Chavir of Arai, in the Gosh, in the Kambis of Kizia, that's what the Chumle, and all the Hebrani, after the Lothemi, they do, So, but after taking notice of the Machlekes Hashem, why does Rav say, now we pass like that? So one thing is clear, that we pass like that. And so Mele and Rav says, and he brings the money. So according to the Rashi's chart, the reason why Rav says that he brings the money is because we rely on the hashtag, so in the Hanami. So in the Hanami. So then the task will be right. But according to the Reed chart, no matter how we explain the Reed, whether we explain the Reed, that the Reed says why, the Reed says that why does Rav say that he brings the money? Because usually, so a girl on the last day of the 6 months subsequently, 12 years, so she acquired this money backwards. But without that, so then Rav would say, oh, even if we explain the ring, the way I said, I mean before, that the ring also concedes that there is a concept because of the Ashley. But the people's father, how can Rav say that we rely on Chazoket HaHashtei even though it's in conflict with Chazoket in Korach Nachos? So we should say that two Chazokets in conflict with each other, they cancel out each other. So we should be Chesh V'Chesek Shneir. That's the oneness of Shemuel. So why does Rav say Yarebez Bonenu? So that he says, because usually, since she acquires this money backwards in the morning of the last day of the 6 months. So that means they can't cheskes naros. So there is no cheskes naros. So just chazoket hashtei. Chazoket hashtei. So chazoket hashtei is effective. But in this case, where there is chazoket mikore, we know that the sheikh had 2 years ago received kapore. So we knew. So now he doesn't know. So let's say, even if we say that the concept of Chazoket HaHashtei could be applied in the negative. It could be applied in the negative. First of all, how do we know that we can apply Chazoket HaHashtei in the negative? The more the higher we apply the concept of Chazoket HaHashtei in the positive. In other words, if the Lamed now knows all the Alochas, so we say, here it goes, but in the negative, so that doesn't follow. But let's say that Chazoket HaHashtei applies in the negative too. So maybe he argues, since now he doesn't know, so yesterday he didn't know, a month ago he didn't know, every year ago he didn't know. He didn't know all the time until the first day 2 years ago. So he didn't know. How do we know that? That maybe Chazoket HaHashtei is only shaykh in the positive, but not in the negative. But assuming that the converse of what the Mordechai of Basra says is true, but in this case, we have a conflict between the Chazoket HaHashtei of 2 years ago and the Chazoket HaHashtei of not knowing. So even if we assume that there is a Chazoket HaHashtei in the negative, but we have a conflict. So according to the Reed, the only reason is why Rav says is because over there we don't have the Chazoket HaHashtei. Because Chazkas Naros is bottled. Mashimkin over here, the Chazkas Yidiyeh of the Sheikhet is not bottled. So mainly there is a conflict between Chazoket HaHashtei and Chazoket HaHashtei. So the Chazoket HaHashtei prevails over the Chazoket HaHashtei. So I think what Tas says is not Muhammad. Alright, now, Sifres. Bo Nishishishpatik Yochum. So what does he say? Mich jeden bisschen hier oder schritt, auf den Schocken von ihm da auch nicht noch, schritt er auch noch, wo er die Schocken war, kein Bild und ein Arztmensch, das ist so, aber du schon, das ist so kapital, so ein bisschen, was sind die, was ich schon, oh, in Wies bekommen, war von Roma, wo nicht, ich hatte die Jobe, why? Because, since he didn't know, you have schritte, so it was, he was not in a position to form the proper impression. So what did he say? He was Shekhar Papa. How does he know what was Papa or not? Well, now he learned. But since at that time he didn't know, so he could be not in the position to form the Papa. Pivish, Achashaloma Dinaki, Vatam, the Homun said, Lagamia, the Dinish. Lava. Michi. שאני יודע על חשבון, וכן הוא מיטו למי שחיתים האחרים לאותם, קובעת שאני מוצאים שתושבת הצלבים. מודד דו איזה שיטה את הספק. ויש מחמור לבייסבול סביב לחפשו למי שחיתים האחר שאני יודע, היו חשבון. היכוח על זה נתנעם בו שדר, ומסליס מחר שאני קור, מחיר לבי. So, שמם לא, אין חר שאני קור. זאת אומרת, לא יוג' בו מחר שאני קור, זאת לא חשבון. So it says, if I can really say so, never is Hashem. But if I could not, why? Because of Hashem. Because the implication being if you would be God and be as ignorant as the Hashem now. So I'm really, if we had feeling, so it's a riot that if someone doesn't know a God, in the veil, who doesn't know if it's a real lady, so it can share the good. Shema, but I'm not a good after that. I'm not a good after ויש מהם, אין סביר עליהם, ובגוביץ, מגיר גוביץ, חמין דרור, זו השם, צורה לזה דוד, אפילו בחיים השם קודם, יש שטר דאבר, ואחרים רדים, ויורו עדים גודל, דווקא דאבר, ואיתם לא זה, מי שמציר, why? Because, why? What's the heart of the world? What's the reason for the heart of the world? Because we are afraid that if we let someone who is ignorant and frustrated to share when I hear really some. So then he'll share five times with a hear really some. And then the sixth time, everybody says, what's the matter? Watch it more time. You watch it already five times, you know? How long do you have to watch it? So in mainland, because of that, there is in Chathile that we shouldn't let someone who doesn't know the Chathile. Why? Im Moment, wo du mit deinem Leben auf das Leben gekommen hast, musst du dich verhoben, am Schritt des Volkes zu. Mit deinem Leben kam der Ovia, Israelin, is Mutar. Und im Leben kam der Ovia, in other words, that expression, that is Rogel, in the Russian, in the family, in the family, in the man, in the woman, then kam die Israel, that most of the Philips are in Israel. And if they in more is decided, so certainly so. So that is, of course it's narrow, but that expression linked up in Israel is a more hope. So what did Gemara say? Gemara said there in regard to something that happened in Adoyim. So Gemara says that we don't have a relationship with this debate. Why? Because they come this way. So what does that mean? In the Ardoye, most of the Kandoye. In the Ardoye, so what Jews? Why were most of the Kandoye in the Ardoye Jews? Because most of the inhabitants in Ardoye were Jews. So maybe they were part of just a few Doye. So maybe most of the Kandoye. In the Ardoye were also Jews. But that is used as an expression of they come this way. So that's this Gemara. Yuchum, Kamrim, Kamrim. So then he says, he's Mutar. Why? Because even though we don't know who was Shikha then, but we see that it was Nishka. The time ago was Nishka. So we presume it was Nishka by someone who knows who has Shikha. So, because, not by someone who doesn't know the Torah. In actions, or posak, we see in some people, Gosho, Shemasau, Ma'ayim, Oseh, Achfiu, Bimokim, שכל המיכרים והשיכרים ישראל. So what she needs, why how would you say open to it down here? So it's not we presume that the Shechite was done by someone who knows the Shechite. But there's a lot of also she is coming down. That is also especially a lot. Now there's a machlit is in the law between Rav and Levi where the also she is coming down is also a lot. So Rav says also she is coming down is also a lot. Levi says also she is coming down is mutter. There's a machlit is a shame how we pass whether like Rav or like Shmuel. So he has the Tashi, he actually is supposed to be in somebody. Was it somebody who said, I'm walking? She will have me, the Mashiach in Israel. The Kosav Shom, we have seen a Mute, the Kosav Shom, also that out of the text. So how is it Mute here? Is Bosch the Sound I? Or I tell you, Jesus should be Mute me. But it should be the Gora. Then the case where someone left the Bosch in a certain spot, then he came and no one remained there to watch. And then he came back and he found the boss on the same spot. So he's not allowed to use it because boss was alive. So he too, so for many hours, he didn't know where it was. So it was in some night. So how can it be? So the heresy is, the course of show me he's seen a mutter. He's a mutter. Because what's the reason? According to Rav, the course of some night he doesn't have a lot. So it's there. Why? Because of Eon. Because of Eon. Maybe an Eon, a raven, a bird came and took away this Tamagel and then and brought back another Tamagel. So the other Tamagel that we find is not a Tamagel that he left. Because in an Eon, exchange it, and they don't exchange it. So of course it's not very likely, but with Rabban, with Reisen, we have to exchange it. But with Rabban, we have to exchange it, according to Rabban. So that's on Shai, if he has no Triassai in the post. He has no cement or a Triassai. But Shainke, if he has a Triassai, so then it's not Shai to exchange it. Maybe in Eirei, exchange it. Because I've shown you this in Buddha, for a while it up to me say, Valkom Chochom account, do you meet up Gimo? The Mash Mashim, she shall have, in other words, he has his semen in the Gdi, or in the Tavye, or he has a Tresai, 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 so then the question arises, the answer is because we presume that the one who lost it was already Messiah. So that's why there's no misunderstanding. But the question is, it should be also that it's a Bososh and Salmai, so it's the two Shikosei. Because Haile Shiosh and Mutanei is in Salmai, and Maskolis Rosh Kirashbam. So in other words, so then he passes like a lady. The Rashbam passes like a lady. That there is no Yisrael passes in Salmonai. So we don't have to be changed for any of them altogether. But if it's a city where it's not in Israel, so then we have to be changed for Akkadus. Mashiach if it's a city, we found it, a city where Ofta Bochim are Israel, so then we rely on both. And for a year, we don't have to show them. They miss a way to home, so we say, Shosh, because of that. Then that's it, because of that. The Afshin Yaksha, our baby, will Yaksha, our baby. We have some. Right. We ask Tuto, Beit Shemotso, we should, Beit Shemotso, we ask for Shemibai. Our Mosso, we ask for Shemishu, Asu. But only Bachar Shemisuk Asu, because that's a Raya, that it's the veil. If you get to the veil, you can throw it away in Ashkor, in Asu Shemishu. But Ashkor Shemibai is all Mishu, not Ashkor. So then it's Mutah. Now this is, there is a machlit between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yisrael Chamini. But But so he passed the like that is for me. But the contra view there, so it's only mutea if you found the device, but if you found the Ashmosha device, oh we should not that Ashmosha altogether. So it's also, so the Rambam passed means like the Rambam passed means like a view, but the Haber here doesn't pass. The Ashmosha Bishuk, merely Homes are because of the Ashmosha Bishuk. קיים בחשביש בעצם לשחור, סיף תסבור, מוח הרצאה שלו, מוח הרזיקו, ופי או שרשבם במור הדעה שלו, מוח מור מגינו, ויגבו אל דין שחור ובשם זבר, על כוח הכוס על התעמקם, כל שהוא כוח עצמי מתבוכי, ומיד רעש, ראשון, אני מסיבר לסכם שפח, מבות שייכת, ואני איתי כנראה, דף גרוסו מנחיר, שחי ביטי כל הזבר, טוב מזה דף כאילו, כי חושב טוב ובאש, כשאם כי כאן, we need a show has to deal with the show, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's only in our it's a very strange matter. What does it do? I mean, we did a work of Hishnishke. There it's a question of washing the odor. When he said the work is Mocha, as a Ashko Mocha said, the Zenoto. So the question, what can you do today of my odor? So we say only if it's only you. But here it's not a question of Mundere. Here it's also a question of Mundere, but it's a different Mundere. It's not Mundere what the people mean. It's Mundere in the Minagdia, how people behave. So in other words, so even if you found it, be Ashmosha should be sure. So suppose it's not only him. Right now today, we don't have such a thing as only him. I mean, who has only him? But if Miss Mountain are more when Ashpo was thrown out in the bay. So, but the fact that the Mahesh Mishpeh, only Gimel has significance, has no bearing upon the here. Because here it's not a derech of if a person throws away a Tam Gimel's or a D in an Ashpo Shemishu, so that Seraye, that is the way. Otherwise he would throw it away. Whether the Ashpo is in the area that is only Gimel or the all not. So it's very strange the battle is on.